Bear Meja was the name given to the 8-mile stretch along Mexico's Pacific coast, halfway between Puerto Vallarta and Acapulco. Surrounded by a 36,000-acre nature preserve, Bear Meja was referred to as the land where nobody was born and nobody died. Protected by high cliffs and jungles and wetlands, it was often separated on its eastern boundary by flooding rivers. It was land that was so useless for agriculture that no roads existed before the 1960s. A Venezuelan family a century earlier had acquired the stretch of coastline as part of a complicated land deal. The third wife of Christopher's grandfather had inherited much of the land, but when she died young without any heirs, her family reclaimed it. They had little use for the small house on top of a high cliff, so they granted their deceased daughter's husband a 99-year lease. The next generation of the same Venezuelan family sold all the surrounding land along with the lease to Paolo Pavesi, who, it was rumoured, had fled Milan over irregularities in the account of his family's privately held bank. Whether he had to choose between going to jail or leaving Italy, or whether it had been love at first sight or an unanswerable obsession, there was no question for him but to head west. With the ease of a chameleon, he anointed himself protector of the land and professed himself to be a picture framer on the grandest scale. After he had purchased the land of Bear Meja, Pavesi stayed in the house granted by lease to Christopher's grandfather as he and his architect made plans for others. A small number of houses were built into the sides of cliffs, with open-air palapas, curved stucco walls painted in bright saffrons, hot pinks, and ultramarine blues, and pools that did not interrupt the line of the Pacific. Over time, a trickle of Europeans, the son of a famous artist, an heir to an industrial conglomerate, a rock star, a retired businessman, turned philosopher-poet, followed and built their own houses. In appreciation for the loan of the house, Pavesi added a large palapa and pool to the Delavaux property. He christened it Casa Tortuga, because in the year of his arrival, sea turtles began nesting on the beaches and had continued each year since. No one could explain this change in the nesting habits of the turtles, but Pavesi took it as a sign that nature approved of what he was doing. At 9 o'clock, Helen was in the hotel lobby with the photographer who had been assigned to work with her. He had just arrived when Christopher pulled up in an open-top Jeep. "Helen," he called. "Ready?" "How do you know my name?" she asked as she climbed in.
"Bear Meja is a small place," he said.
He pointed to lights at the top of the northernmost cliff.
"See those lights? That's where I'm staying. Casa Tortuga. Alfonso looks after it, and since I arrived 2 weeks ago, he's been beside himself that I do nothing except read and surf and go for runs by myself. When you appeared alone, well, word travelled quickly."
She paused, recalibrating her assumptions. "So why are you here?" she asked. He explained that he was taking a month off between working for a New York law firm and starting an investment firm with one of his clients.
"My mother used to bring us here. We stayed in the same place, Casa Tortuga, but it was much simpler back then."
He pointed back to the top of the cliff. "Us?"
"My sister, Law and me."
She asked him if his parents were divorced. He explained that when he was 13, his father and his father's best friend were killed in a skiing accident.
"They were excellent skiers, but they took risks they shouldn't have. They were skiing off-piste and got caught in an avalanche. My mother wasn't far away when it happened. After that, she could never look at the color white without hearing the loud hissing of that avalanche. I think she started bringing Law and me here because of the colors and because there weren't any memories."
Christopher ran past words as if running past darkness.
"We came here for years. It was the only place my mother didn't seem sad. Back then it was all wilderness, no other houses except the shack near the beach where the caretaker lived. Law and I would spend all our time with him. He would saddle up these wild renegade ponies and take us riding on the beaches. And we would disappear all day exploring in the jungle. If we got thirsty, he would slice open a coconut. If we got hungry, he would give us the meat of a prickly pear wrapped in a tortilla.